It's time now for Date Night. We are joined in the studio by my husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we recommend date night activities for people who are looking for romantic evenings out in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and beyond.
Or sometimes just in Chapel Hill or Carrboro.
Sometimes just in Chapel Hill or Carrboro. Okay, so ordinarily we come in with like a topic idea, like recommend date nights based on something or other.
Right, and it's usually because we did something and that sparked an idea.
And then we
make an A to C connection.
Or maybe it's like a holiday, like, ooh, where to go for a romantic night on Flag Day
or Halloween. I have so many Flag Day ideas.
I don't want to have that conversation right now. However, we just went out literally last night because last night was the opening night for the new restaurant in Chapel Hill, Bombalo.
Bombalo!
Which is in the place of the former kitchen in that shopping center.
You know that shopping center.
The one with Root Cellar and Lucha Tigre and Flyleaf Books. The one that has a name, but I can never remember the name of
it. It's got a parking lot, but the parking lot's awful and you hate it and you
get
mad.
I hate that parking lot, yeah. Always mad.
But Bombalo
is very good.
Is amazing.
It is not an Italian restaurant.
No, they literally say that.
Evidenced by the sign above the door that says, Se si ne pas un restaurant Italian.
Which, as we all know, is Italian for this is not an Italian restaurant.
Pretty sure it's French for that, but all right.
I'm pretty sure you're French.
That is true. But so it's Italian inspired.
Right.
They've got pasta.
They do.
I ordered an Indonesian dish. They had Malaysian food on the menu. They have food inspired by the whole world over, which is cool.
Food that's been in the same room as someone who's been to Italy.
Yes, pretty much.
It is where it's at, but
it was really good.
Oh man, like
very good, very nice, romantic, like small plates, small tables, intimate. Yeah. It was really, really good. Yeah.
As of the time of dining, does not yet have their ABC license.
But I think they're getting it today.
But they're getting it very soon.
The email that we got said, oh, we're sorry, the ABC license didn't come through for opening day. So they were very generous and waived the corking fee for anyone who wanted to bring a bottle of wine in, which invariably everyone did. Right. But I think they've got their license. Yeah. Now, or they will within the next couple of days. Yeah. So I don't think that's going to be an issue.
I'm real proud of us because we looked around for a bottle of wine. I got this news with like 5 minutes notice, like as we're walking out the door yesterday. Found a $8 bottle of red wine that was just like sitting on the counter collecting dust where ghosts of better wine were haunting and teasing it.
I don't think there was better wine on that counter.
No, not
for us.
I drank all the good wine.
What?
But yeah, Bombalo was great.
Yeah.
I think our strategy, as it is for everywhere, is just order everything like on the top half of the menu.
Yeah.
I had grilled octopus. It was outstanding.
I did get this comment a couple of days ago from the folks in the newsroom when I was talking about some restaurant or other. I think it was Angus Barn. I think I was talking to Victor Lewis about the Angus Barn.
It was this like, rule applies to
why
the Angus
would
Barn
you go
too.
To the Angus Barn? And it's like, first of all, you don't go to the Angus Barn. You go to the lounge
above the Angus Barn.
And for God's sake, you don't order the steak at the Angus Barn. That's a rookie move. You order the appetizers, the sandwiches, the burger. And that's kind of the strategy that we employ most places. Yeah. Like, go to restaurants, but stay away from the entrees. Focus on the small plates, the appetizers. Get a whole bunch. Split them. Oftentimes, the appetizers are more inventive and cooler and better than the entrees are. And that was the case last night. Like, even though the entrees were both really good, we walked away more excited about the appetizers. And when we come back, we'll have appetizers and the pasta, which every time the pasta went out to a different table, it looked better and better.
Yeah. So, every time pasta went by, we stood up from our chairs and just kind of longingly stared over.
Well, you did that.
I mean, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
Also, great dessert. We had tiramisu, but instead of lady fingers, it was meringue.
Like hard, like crunchy.
Yeah,
meringue.
Like it was bitter. It was textured. It's great. I'm super looking forward to going back and maybe taking the bus to get there so I don't have to deal with that parking lot.
If you want a romantic night out, hop on the bus.
Look, that bus is free.
That is kind of a thing that you can say in Chapel Hill, right? Like, you can actually take Chapel Hill Transit to a nice romantic date night. That is a thing you can do.
I mean, there's always one person in a suit on a bus. Why not make it two?
That's true. And that is date night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.